We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Hello and welcome to episode 18 of This Is Football with Paul and Trev. How are you, Trev?
Very well, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. This week's episode is sponsored again by McAvee for all your Apple products. Trev, we actually have a discount for all our listeners.
Yeah, good friend Alan Berrigan from McAvee, who obviously is the sponsor of the show, has gone in touch with yourself. What's he offering?
Anybody who mentions the word This Is Football will get a 10% discount. So use the code This Is Football and you'll get a 10% discount.
I think that's for the next month or so. So thanks a million to Alan. I suppose with the busy period coming up for Christmas, people are looking for products, Apple products, and maybe repairs. So look, save yourself 10%. It can be expensive. Not with McAvee, of course.
Absolutely.
But you're getting even more off. 10% off This Is Football with McAvee. www.mcavee.ie.
Right, let's get into last week's results, Trev.
Yeah, okay, I'll start with the last Saturday. So the first result in was the under-11C. They drew away to Trinity Donnymead. Under-8B won against East Meath at home, I believe. Under-8C lost to Maynooth. Under-12E lost 4-3 to Ashbourne. Under-12A drew 2-2. That's Niall McDevitt. Do we have a match report in from that?
We
do, yeah. So I'll find out what team they're playing. It's not on the list initially. Under-12P lost 4-2 to Rathaut. Under-11B won against East Meath. Under-12C drew 2-2 versus Kinnegad. Under-11F won very well away to Artane Beaumont. Under-14A lost 3-0 to Maynooth. Under-13B, our Saturday team, had a great win. And we'll talk a bit about that against Rush
match report away.
Yeah, so we're speaking to Stephen about that as well. So we'll go on that now in a minute. And then we go to Jerry Guinan, under-9A, won very well again against East Meath. They have to be moved up for Jerry's sake and the kids' sake, I think.
Yeah, they're coming in with grace, of course.
Yeah. Under-15P won very well. Oh, it's 15, so we can give the result 8-0 away to Termon Feckin in the FAI Cup.
Great win, the cup for the boys, yeah.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So, and then the last results in for Saturday is under-9B/C lost to Laytown, very, very marginally against Laytown. So you go on to the Sunday there.
So on to Sunday's results, we had under-11E had a draw at home to Balrodry. Under-11A had a win away to Swords Manor. Under-11 girls had a draw at home to Lusk. Under-10C were beaten away to Rush. Under-11C had an away win to Lusk. The seniors. Did you match report on this, Trev, the seniors? We'll give out the results.
I've seen the
second
half.
The seniors lost 4-1 to... What did they play? C Rockford?
They lost 4-2.
It says 4-1 here they put in. Anyway.
I'll go through that now in a second.
No, they corrected it on a late penalty for a 4-2, so apologies. Under-18A had a home win versus Stillmullen 3-1. Under-10B won away to Bowes. Under-10D won away to Holt. Under-10 girls lost away to Sword Celtic. Under-16 girls lost 3-0 at home to Rush. Under-13 girls lost 3-1 at home to Maynooth. That was a return fixture. They only played Maynooth. They drew away to Maynooth,
yeah.
Didn't they, recently?
Yeah.
The under-girls. Anyway, under-14P won 4-2 away to Duleek in the SFAI Cup. Happy days, well done.
Yeah, it's a good result.
I think we have a match report in for that one. Under-18 Premier lost 6-1 at home to Swords Manor.
They were missing a load of players for that.
It sounds that way.
Yeah, there was, yeah. But okay, sorry, go on then.
Under-17C drew 2-2 away to Cloggertown. Under-19s drew 2-2 at home to Raheny. Our own crowd, under-13 Premier lost 3-2 away to Dunboyne. Away to Donnacarney. We'll go into that shortly. I think that was the last, I was late getting that fixture in.
That was our last fixture. Right, so
what results should I say? Let's go. Do you want to go into our 13s first?
Under-13s, yeah. Well,
go on, I'm still on the ledge.
Well, I'm beside you. So it was, we were playing the league leaders. So we played, at that stage we had played three in the league, won two, lost one. And the one that we lost was our first game against Donnacarney at home. We were 3-0 down, got it back to 3-2. Really should have got a draw, but we didn't. They are unbeaten and are top of the league. So we have got them again away on Sunday. Had a word with the lads. I think we started slow against them at home. Didn't get in around them and didn't put our tackles in. Played good football, but as we always say, if you match them for effort, your skills should actually outwin or should get you results more times than not. But this time they started well. We went 1-0 up. Who was this that got the goal?
Christopher Carlin.
Christopher, who's flying, who came, had a shot, save, turned in on his left, his weaker foot, and buried it into the top left corner. We done well, and then they got an equaliser. It was an unlucky one actually.
Charlie made a great save and deflected off one of the lads.
So it happens, And then we went back up the other end and got a lovely goal from Pádraic Lyons, who rounded the keeper and with his left foot. Now that child tells me he's right footed, there's not a chance. He hits it better with his left. He's just one of these. He's brilliant.
Excellent with both feet.
And he had a great game, in fairness to him. He's had, as strikers do, they measure their performance on goals, which you shouldn't do, but at that age, no matter what you tell them, they will. So he got a lovely goal, so hopefully he keeps that run continuing. And from there, we were 2-1 up at half time and kind of doing all right. They had a couple of chances, but so did we.
Were definitely the better team.
I think so. And I think we made a couple of changes at half time, and they changed shape slightly. Got a goal midway through the second half to go 2-2. And in fairness, they were pushing. Now, we still had chances ourselves, but look, we had a word with the lads at training. Not that the heads went down, but the fight went out of them a little bit. And
do you want my synopsis on it?
Go on.
They stopped listening.
And
I had called it out. We were winning 2-1. And I said, remember, if you turned around and says, we're going to lose this game. They've stopped listening to us.
You actually called it when we were 2-1 up.
Yeah,
I think.
They've stopped listening to us. Mm. They're just doing their own thing. And we were getting a bit animated on the sideline as well, which we have to take full blame for.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah.
Donnacarney went that way. Got the equaliser, and then a couple of minutes
two
to go,
minutes ago,
they scored a worldie. Mm-hmm. It all came down from our own mistakes.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to them, the goal that they got, I mean, it was deserved to win any game. It was that good. As you say, they stopped listening. It came from a set piece. We didn't push out. We left a couple of players at the edge of the box. Their number eight, in fairness to them, took it down and smashed it top corner. So we lost 3-2. It was a tough one because, as you say, you can take a loss if a loss is a loss, but when certain things go wrong in a game, like you're saying, they start to become individuals and they weren't kind of backing each other up, something that we always seem to do with them. They always are very good and listen up, but hopefully it was a blip rather than actually something bigger, but I've no doubt they'll bounce back.
The good thing about this league for us this year, which I wasn't mad keen on, but it's going to work in our favour. Last year, we were under 12s. We were 7 points clear at Christmas, and the league reset on us, and we went back to 0 points, and we beat the top three teams on this side of Christmas, and then we lost to them on the far side when it really mattered. We're actually getting reset again this year for under 13 Premier. I don't know why. So hopefully now we can get all these losses out of the way. And then when we turn the new year, we'll hit the ground running, because this side of Christmas, it's only a regrade.
Yeah. Well, as you say, I'll just not correct you, but we've lost two from, and both are against the league leaders. Mm. Both were 3-2. And
both,
as you say,
winnable games.
Both winnable games, yeah. But that's the positive I'm taking from it. There's definitely room to get better. We go through now. We hopefully have an SFAI Cup game, another round in this weekend, but we'll see how we go. So we'll just go into the match reports. I have a fairly lengthy one, and for some reason Paul always gives me these. It's coming from Derek Donald and Alan again. So it says at the start, the player of the match was, it's under 18 Premier Girls Sunday. The player of the match was Aisling O'Neill. Okay, so it says, "How are you lads? We played host this weekend to Malahide Ladies. Another delayed kickoff, but it gave us the opportunity to enjoy some of the other games that were being played in the October sunshine. Oh, we're getting a full report. We're getting like setting the scene and everything. Wow. Okay. Random number eight are again for keepers, and this time this week's heroes were Honey Marr and Niamh McGoldrick. Shout out to Anna Brady and Ruby Connolly, and it has in brackets, and their parents for staying on directly after their own game to help us out, and they proved more than capable of stepping up a couple of years. This is brilliant. I mean, it'll stand to them in the long term. Dunboyne had the lion's share of possession, but were a little over anxious to score the first goal. And as can often so often happen, we were caught out with one ball over the top with a smart finish against the run of play. With only a couple of minutes of the first half remaining, Abby O'Byrne controlled a difficult dropping ball in one motion and played in Megan Hickey. Megan again, this is we have to get up, and this is the star. Now, I hate singling anyone out, but she has been really performing well. Megan Hickey to finish coolly to make it one apiece. Moments after the restart, Katie Coffey split the Malahide defence to play friend of the show. That's going to stick, isn't it? Friend of the show, Katie Lyons, to smash in Dunboyne's second with the last kick of the first half. Second half saw Honey come back out into midfield and Niamh to go in goals. Another Katie Coffey assist and another Megan Hickey goal to make it 3-1. Then Honey turned provider for Megan to complete her hat-trick. Another hat-trick, oh my God. In the last three games, 4-1. I don't know what that means. Eva Harris then went on a mazy solo run to find the bottom corner to make it 5-1. Move of the match came straight out of the short Dunboyne goal kick. Several of the girls exchanging passes before Kate Dowd went bombing down the right wing and crossed for Abby O'Byrne to rifle home to make it 6-1. In the final minutes, Kiana O'Mahony played in Megan once again for her fourth goal. That's 14 goals in 4 games for Megan Haaland Hickey, it says. Oh, here.
Very good.
Well, Haaland hasn't been firing. It'll be more now. It'll be Haaland, Megan Hickey, I think, you know. Dunboyne 7, Malahide 1. Our back 4 and 3 midfielders were incredible today, and without them, nobody would have got the goals. So that's brilliant. Donald, Derek and Alan. And Megan in particular, what a star. Well done. Keep it going.
So moving on to our under-14 Premier, who are in the SFA Cup. A true game of football with no shortage of drama. Dunboyne dominated much of the play but couldn't find a way to score. And sure enough, won the league breakaway and Dunboyne found themselves behind by a goal. Dunboyne equalised before half-time, a lovely strike from Milo O'Rourke from the edge of the box. The second half continued the same way as the first, with Dunboyne having all the play but doing everything but hit the back of the net. And then it happened again. Another breakaway goal and Dunboyne were 2-1 down. Dunboyne threw everything at the Duleek defence until they got the equaliser with 5 minutes left with an absolutely stunning strike from Sean Dowd. The match went into extra time and 2 goals from Caelan O'Dowd eased the tension and saw Dunboyne through to the next round. That's in from Paulie Johnson, fair play.
You read that like a bedtime story.
Did I?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. Yeah, well done.
You were stuttering over your last one, so it's
a bit of drama. And that put me asleep.
Thank you.
Right, under 12A, Niall McDevitt. Away match this weekend against Glebe North. So, cracking game, ended 2-2, and ebbed and flowed throughout. Dunboyne went 1-0 up. Sorry, Dunboyne went 1-0 down early on, but settled. And got back into the game just before half-time through Charlie Kelly. Direct free kick into the top corner. Went 2-1 down after half-time, but Killian Hickey pulled us level again. Coach Dez felt it was our most complete performance of the year so far. Excellent shape and good patterns throughout. We're seeing a lot of the training objectives coming through in the Saturday games. Thanks, lads. That's brilliant. And that's exactly what you would like to see from the team. You know, growth, a bit of growth. I know the results, sometimes they don't come, sometimes they don't matter, once you're doing the right things.
Absolutely. So we have one in here. We've actually two on this sheet. So we have under-13's B. Great display in this one. After the loss of last week, we bounced straight back. Great display in this one. After the loss last week, we bounced straight back. Only 11 players available. The lads put in a great shift. Goals from Keane B and Jamie M giving us a 2-1 win away to Rush. So Keane B is Keane Brady.
Yeah.
And Jamie M is Jamie Madigan.
Yep, brilliant to see them both on the scoreline. Yeah, we were talking to Steve. Sorry, is that finished?
That one's finished. Yeah, one more.
Sorry, we were talking to Stephen about that. So, yeah, I think Rahini, was it Rahini?
Doesn't say.
I think it was Rahini. They're right, or Rush. Anyway, it was one of them. Sorry. But I know that that team are doing very well in the league as well. They went away with 11 players for 11 aside. And again, you have to remember, we're only starting 11 aside this year, so it can be quite difficult. So that's a great result and a great performance. And they're flying. Yeah, they're flying. Well done.
And just one more match report in for the under 11 girls. After a difficult first few games and with new players adopting, the girls are starting to click. Fairly even first half and more dominant in the second half, creating a lot of chances for themselves. Unluckily not to get a winner, but it finished a draw with two goals from Leah Kennedy versus
I have one here on the phone as well that was sent in from Stuart Montgomery. So Stuart, thanks Stuart. Just if we can get it into the, we actually haven't given out the email address, so we'll give it there. thisisfootballafc@gmail.com. No problem sending it through the way. We got it in time, Stuart, but if we can get them onto the email, it's just handier for printing stuff out and all that. So under 16 girls, a 3-0 loss at home versus Rush on Sunday. Two early goals conceded in the first and second halves, and then another with the last kick of the game. Despite the scoreline, we put in a great team performance. We had a great deal of possession throughout the game, keeping our shape and discipline. We also had a good few chances on goal with Shauna Harris, Rhea Murphy and Shauna Masterson coming closest. The guys came off the pitch with high spirits and knowing that they had played well. We have a really good team with a real strong mental attitude that keeps them together, win or lose. That's brilliant. Always in great form during training and ready for the next Sunday's games. Thanks, Stuart, for that. And thanks. Well done, the girls. I know a loss, you know, doesn't really matter. They're having fun. That's the main thing.
Only fair play. And I think Trev will come out with this week's fixtures after the break.
No, we have one more.
Oh, have we? Sorry.
So we have the over 35s.
Oh, we never got into the 35s.
So apologies. We mentioned the seniors. So the over 35s, I know we're talking about them a while now, but they've two games left. So basically, they're away from home against McKelvey. So the way it worked, if McKelvey won, I think the league was more or less done. Dunboyne, now, if they beat them, they're 3 points behind with two games left. So effectively, it's in Dunboyne's hand again. So they went away. They played against...
So they were 6 points behind with a game in hand.
Yeah.
They played them.
So and they played them. So if they had to win. So thankfully they won 1-0.
Well done, boys.
Brilliant result. And they got the win, yes. But they should have had a couple of more. And friend of the show, Phil Rooney, not Shane, Shane's his son, seemed to have a great performance. Won off the line as well. So in fairness to Phil...
Late in the game as well.
Late enough in the game. But before that, we're going to Phil. Phil's man of the match, it sounds
fair
like.
Play, Phil.
But.
Right, where are we going with this?
Brian Martin. Oh my God. Right, so I'm being told by this by a few people. So, that tells you that it's travelled. Okay. So, we were at the seniors game on Sunday and a couple of people came up to me, when is your podcast? You have to talk about this. So Brian Martin is the club man of the year forever. He's brilliant. Love Brian Martin. Right, before I get into it. But I think in the first half, I could be wrong. Certainly the game was in the balance. They only won 1-0. So Brian went through on goal seemingly and keeper came out. But it was one of these, I'm going to give Brian the benefit of the doubt, that Brian obviously thought he was going to be clipped. So he wasn't, and he had a little bit of a
swan dive,
a little bit of a flight through the air, let's just say. And even he stood up and goes, I'm really sorry about that, lads. That's not on. So I just have a little clip. There's two clips.
So you've done a swan dive expecting the clatter.
Yeah, he was flying without wings. Oh, I have to turn that up. Hold on. He has to. So that's Brian Martin. Brian Martin was. So he is our new
Harry Maguire.
Well done, Brian. Look, Brian's got a lot of important calls for that team and other teams. But yeah, look, he just misjudged it, let's just say. And he actually got up. I'm really sorry about that. So I shouldn't really be pointing it out, but that's exactly why I'm pointing it out.
Oh, yes, 100%.
More importantly, if they had a loss or drawn, I wouldn't be bringing it up. But we're still on the coattails. So the way it works now is Boyne are playing against Dunshaughlin Utes, over 35s. We had that before, it's a joke. But just in case, we don't know, obviously, with the weather the way it is, there may be a case that they're meant to be playing at home at 2 o'clock. So what they've done is that match is now going to be in Maynooth, on their Astro in Maynooth at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So the way it is, they play Dunshaughlin Utes. If they win that, they've one more game. McKelvey are playing away to River Valley A. Now, River Valley are third in the league and have beaten McKelvey a few weeks ago in the Cup 4-0. Doesn't guarantee anything, as we know.
So it's a tough game.
Now, River Valley, it's in Swords, it's on Astro, and they haven't lost at home yet. Oh, I shouldn't say yet. Jesus, I'm jinxing it. So, basically, if McKelvey win, which is highly likely, and Dunboyne win their last two, it goes to the same level on points. It's a playoff for the league. If River Valley win or draw, and Dunboyne win their two games, which is not a given either, Dunboyne win the league. Now, I remind you that this is Division 2 North. It was Division 3 North last year, and these two teams had the very same thing on the very last day, and Dunboyne won the league in very similar circumstances. So, to say we'd like to do it again is an understatement. Let's just say the game against McKelvey and Dunboyne on Saturday gone, there was a few beers at the side of the pitch ready to rock if they had a won. They didn't, thankfully. So, lads, it goes without saying, we're obviously really, really hoping you bring it home. If anyone can get out to that game, it's at 2 o'clock in Maynooth on the Astro. Please get out. It's I know we always say it, but it literally is down to the wire for the league. And Brian, shut me up next week, get the winner, and we're all good.
Well, we have right. The weather for swan dives this weekend.
Yeah, well,
anyway, moving on, we'll come up with the fixtures after the break.
Harry Maguire,
welcome back to part two. Trev, let's get into this week's coming fixtures.
Okay, well, you've stumbled over that, I'll keep going.
Yeah, go for it.
Will I? Yeah.
Go on.
So Saturday, now obviously depending on the weather, hopefully these all go ahead. But this coming Saturday, under 8B are idle, under 8C are away against Maynooth at 10 o'clock, under 9A are home against Skerries at 11 o'clock, under 9B are away to Darndale at 10, under 11B are at home against Laytown at 10, under 11C are at home against Kilmore at 11, under 11F are away to Maynooth at 10, Under 12P are in the SFAI Cup at home against Laytown at 10. Big one. Under 12A are away to Cluny at 10 o'clock. Under 12C are at home against Skerries at 11:15. Under 12E are away to Liffey Bank at 10. Aerolads, under 13P are in the SFAI Cup. We obviously normally play on Sundays, but we're playing RFA Boys down in Mullingar at 1 o'clock. So we play Saturday because they play Saturdays. Under 13B are at home against Ashburn at 12:30. Under 14A are away to Maynooth at 1:30. Under 15A are away to Rush at 12:45. The over 35s, I mentioned that game, that's the one that's at 2 o'clock in Maynooth on the Maynooth Astro, even though it's a home game, just in case the weather goes sideways. And the second team, there's no fixture down as on this, but if there is one, just get in touch with the club. Do you want to do Sundays? Sorry, I have the paperwork.
So Sunday the 22nd, under 9C are away to Balbriggan. Under 10 girls are away to Kilmore at 10 o'clock. The under 9C are away to Balbriggan at 10 o'clock. Under 10 girls are away to Kilmore at 10 o'clock. Under 11 girls are away to Malahide, time to be confirmed. Under 10B are home to Balrodry at 10. Under 10C are home to Ratdowt at 11. Under 10s D are home to Swords at 12. Under 11A are home to Ratdowt 10 a.m. Under 11C away to Ratdowt is off. It was down for 12:30, but it's off. Under 11D are home to Holt at 11 a.m. Under 13 girls away to Ballyhooster. Ref time to be confirmed. Under 13 girls away to Kilmore at 10 o'clock. Under 16 girls at home to Malahide at 1 o'clock. Under 18 girls at home to League Slip at 10 o'clock. Under 13 Premier on Saturday. Under 14 Premier and in the SFEI away to Drogheda at 11:30. Under 15 Premier at home to Skerries at 10. Under 15 A at home to Maynooth at 11:30. Under 16 Premier are away in the SFAI Cup to Balbriggan. I'm just trying to see that time. It looks like 11:30.
Okay.
Under 17 C are away to Malahide at 11:45. Under 18 Premier away to Ratdowt at 12:00. Or under 18 A at home to Glebe at 12:00. And our under 19s are down as no fixture. I don't know if they have just blank.
No.
So okay. That's all the fixtures. Now, folks, times and subject to change, and also with the weather during the week, I'd imagine a lot of these games are going to get pulled. So please contact the club and find out, especially if you are going to travel, and make sure your games are on. We've actually had home teams not turning up for home games over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I know there was a game in Ratdowt where, on was it under 40? I think it was the girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the lads. Apologies. I know the under 17s and 19s in Ratdowt travelled to Donnacarney, and Donnacarney travelled to Ratdowt at the same time.
Stop.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Well, you don't want that happening.
So no. Please do check with the. There's just a mix up. So
yeah,
please do check with the club that your fixtures and times are correct.
Yeah. So that's all the fixtures for the week coming, and then the results for last week. We'll have a quick chat before we finish. So we have to chat about Ireland. Well, we'll chat. Firstly, we chat about the.
Which Ireland?
Yeah, the rugby. So look, the rugby, I think everyone watched the game. Again, we're not going to pretend we know a lot about it, but
it was very hard.
It was some game. Like, I think a lot of people saying who do seem to know about it, that, like, you know, maybe one or two going for the post, as they say, and taking the 3 points rather than going for the corner. But then if you don't go for the corner, you don't get your try. So
look, it's the reward, and they went for the corner. Yeah. And they got the try. So
No, look, it was very unfortunate. There's been some amazing games. Obviously the game then, France and South Africa on Sunday night, was just amazing. So there's obviously big games this weekend, and we're not included in it, but we'll still be watching them. But hard luck to Ireland rugby. Yep. But we can't say the very same now for Ireland soccer team.
Right, let's go back to the Greece game.
Do we have to? Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Let's go back. Were you at it? No.
No, thank God.
No, I missed the first half.
Yeah, I didn't get a ticket. I thought unfortunate at the time, but the person I do get the tickets from sent me a picture at half time and said, "Where am I watching it?" Because he thought I was in a pub. I said, "No, I'm watching at home." He's in a taxi heading home. He couldn't put up on anymore. This is a fella who followed them to the Euros over the years and has season tickets for over 10 years. Couldn't stomach any more of it.
Mike Killian went to the game and he came back and I asked him how'd he go, and he said it was deadly. He said, he had some crack. I said, really? He says, yeah. He said the ball went out of play and, you know, the ball boys went together and someone wouldn't give it, so security got involved, so they were throwing the ball around the stadium. Security were chasing the ball around the stadium, and everybody was cheering, and every time the ball went, they weren't even watching the match.
That sounds better than the match.
He said it was brilliant.
Yeah.
11-year-old. Oh, he was having a great crack.
They should have turned the cameras around and showed us that, because at least that would probably be kind of entertaining. Or
We were just, I only seen the second half. As much as it kills me to say it, sometimes you just have to go along. Like we're playing out from the back a few minutes to go, and they're just going, just get along. We just need to score. We need results. Throw the kitchen sink at it. And
The other thing is, like, everyone wants to play up from the back these days. But sometimes, as you say, we say to our own kids, we said it there on Sunday, they're going to push up high. So put it into midfield, get them turned, they'll drop, and then we can play our football. That's for under 13s. This lot. Sometimes if they don't have the players to play, now I know they're professional footballers.
Well, it's like they're told not to go along, isn't it? And it's mad how under Martin O'Neill, I certainly was giving out from tip offs. We were tipping off and sending it long. You know,
we were finding corner. It was like the rugby, trying to find touch.
Yeah. And then we were I was actually asking them to go along. It's mad how it's torn. Just go along. Just get a result. Just stop messing about.
I feel
sorry for Kenny. I really do. He's trying to play football, and now we don't want him to play football. We just want the result.
Well, look, obviously that was Friday, and then we obviously had Monday. Yeah, look, I mean, he's
Monday.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. he was goosed either way. If he lost, to be after him. If they won, I'm sure he's expected it. So we're not going to really talk much about that. They done what they had to do. They done a professional performance. But where, obviously, we have the Holland game now, next month. I think it's around the 24th for some reason.
This is a game we have to lose now. Did you hear all this?
Yeah, well, there's no problem there.
This will be the only game Kenny will win. Yeah. It's mad because everybody's calling for his head, get rid of him, get rid of him, and then we find out we actually have to lose again. Actually leave him there for one more game.
I think, yeah, he's a track record in that. He went in really with the best intentions. What I don't, I'm all over the place with it, but what I find is when people say to me, yeah, but look how many people he's given their debut to. But any manager could do that. Now, there is great.
Any manager do that, because Martin O'Neill didn't do it and he caused Grealish and Rice.
No, I know that. I know what I'm saying is any manager can do that. You look at the look at the people we've had in from the FAI over on the podcast.
If you go back and think about it, Mick McCarthy had a job and Kenny was in with the 21s.
Mm.
Right? And this, the whole thing was he was going to get breeded in from the 21s. So his first campaign was right off. This campaign was supposed to bring them players through and get us out of this group. That was the theory in giving them that job.
Yeah.
Under McCarthy was to take it, remember? And then he stepped away. He already lost the job before he even took the job. It was a mad situation.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't know which way the results were going to go. But Kenny was bringing through all these players at the 21s. So then when he stepped into the hot seat, it was going to take him the second campaign to breed him in, which was this campaign. And he didn't do it.
Yeah, but I'm looking at...
He brought them in, but we didn't get the results.
I'm looking at the interviews, and it's hard to watch.
Ah, he should be media trained for sure.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. Like, what I mean by that is, even if he was winning games, I still think in front of a microphone or look, we can't talk. But like, we're not. You know, this is international football. Like,
Gus Poyet had more hype about Ireland in that game than Stephen Kenny.
Well, that's why
speaking leaps and bounds about Ireland and the stadium and the fans and the support. It's just not in Stephen Kenny to do that. It's just not in his makeup.
So, look, ultimately then, whether you agree or you disagree, after the Holland game, he's gone. He's gone. No, I know that. But who do you bring in? Or who like, is it too early to even think? Like, you look at Scotland qualifying. Well, you look at Scotland qualifying.
Coming from Greece.
Yeah. But Scotland qualifying, I always think, the likes of Scotland they do, but like, what I'm saying is, like, they know they're limited with the numbers that they have. All teams are, but in particular they are. But they still qualified. Look, Wales have a chance of qualifying. There's something in it. Look, we'll talk about it before the next game. But it'd be interesting to see. The talk will be after that game as to who, if anybody, will come in.
Yeah, just talk of Big Sam and Neil Lennon. And
Big Sam will be at United by Christmas. He won't be available. Don't worry about that. Speaking of that.
Let's go on to the fixtures. Premiership.
So, look, we obviously didn't have any. So, looking at the first game on Saturday is Liverpool. Don't be that person. Is Liverpool versus Everton.
Who's at home?
Liverpool.
Right, going for it. Obviously.
Everton.
Liverpool.
Right. I'll go Liverpool, obviously. Bournemouth and Wolves. I'm not letting you say, I've written down my ones and you're looking at this. Not that you should be following my results.
Bournemouth and Wolves. Bournemouth are second bottom, aren't they?
They need a win. They're at home.
Don't be too scared. I'm going to go draw.
So am I. Okay. These are Brentford and Burnley. At least the 3 o'clock games are out of the way.
Brentford and Bournemouth, another draw. I think are they something like 12th and 13th or something?
Burnley?
No.
Brentford? Brentford would be mid-table, I'd say. Burnley would be certainly thereabouts near the bottom.
Another draw.
I'm literally matching you so far, yeah, draw for me. Man City and Brighton.
Man City.
Same. Like, someone has to change it here. Newcastle and Palace.
Newcastle.
Same. Forest and Luton.
Forest.
Same. This is a joke. I have it all written down. Chelsea and Arsenal. That's a half five Saturday. That'll be what? That's what I have.
No way.
Draw. Yeah, same. So, look, that's what I'm... Right, here we go. This is where, because I won't.
This has got to go down to this game, is it?
Yeah. Sheffield United and Man United.
And Man United.
Okay. There's the difference. I'll go draw. Sheffield United at home, 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. clinging on to hope. Villa and West Ham.
Oh, that's a good game now.
That's Sunday. These two are Sunday now.
Villa, West Ham. I'm going Villa.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go the draw, but I'm going Villa.
I'll go draw. Right, I can't see a winner there. Both good teams. Spurs and Fulham on Monday night.
Spurs.
Spurs as well. Okay, so there is a few differences. Who?
Maybe in the cup. I thought they played recently.
No. Maybe. No, what, you're right. It was in the cup. The Carabao Cup.
Right, so let's see them fixtures. See how they trap. So we're only looking at the last two fixtures. Last two years that we got different.
Yeah, so the last. So, yeah. It's making all the difference. So it was all the same up to United. Funny enough. You went United win. I went draw. And then that's the only difference. So it'll come down to that. Everything else is the same. Oh no, sorry, Villa West Ham.
Yeah, I said
you said home. I said draw.
Trevor, we only called him out.
All right, okay.
Right, we'll wrap her up.
Yep.
Right, thanks very much, folks, and tune in next week.
How are you, Roddy Collins here, and I listen to This Is Football podcast.